Hello. Welcome to Losers, a friendship podcast. Today, I'm being joined by my brother-in-law, Matthew. But before I bring him on, I just want to say check out Lovely Gloss by Myra Luna on Facebook. She makes her own lip glosses, and they're honestly cute as hell. And now they come with little pom-poms, or they come in the little heart containers. You should really check them out. They're a great gift for the girls in your life. But getting back to what I was doing, today I'm joined by my brother-in-law, Matthew.
Oh, hey, Louie. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. You've been bugging me all week.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm just teasing. How you doing?
You know me. I'm just living each day like it's my last.
Yeah. You got the, what do I call it? The little lag voice where you can hear your voice. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to get used to, but we're all here.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll be okay. So in an event to avoid silences, I asked you to write some stuff down that you'd want to talk about, and you told me football and video games. So for a little bit, we'll talk about some stuff like that. What do you think? Who's going to win a Super Bowl first, the Packers or the Bears?
Easy. It's the Bears.
What do you mean? The Bears are terrible.
They have a better core than the Packers right now. Because all the Packers are right now is Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and a bunch of no-named losers.
They have Bakhtiari.
Bakhtiari doesn't play a skill position. He plays left tackle, which is very important, don't get me wrong. But the Bears have more skill position players around.
Who's the best player on the Bears?
Defense or offense?
Just overall best player on the Bears.
Khalil Mack.
Okay. And would you say Khalil Mack overall is a better player than even Devontae Adams?
See, you can't compare them.
Who would you rather have on your team if you're trying to win a Super Bowl?
Probably Khalil Mack because he's younger.
I guess.
But... and he doesn't get hurt as much as Devontae gets hurt.
True, but if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, it's not about younger, it's about experience, right? Kind of a win now is with the older, more experienced guys, no?
Yeah, you need a good mix, but Khalil Mack plays more than Devontae Adams.
Okay. Well, I figured I'd ask. What's going on with all this COVID crap in the NFL?
I don't know what they were going to expect. You play a sport where people are kissing each other every play. And you expect them to not spread the Rona. And you had the Titans who... reportedly, I don't know if it's true, went clubbing or something like that and brought it to the whole organization. And so they messed up the Steelers, which in turn messed up the Steelers games against their other opponents. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But it's just a slippery slope. Because you have to change one game will affect other games on who plays who, what week, where. Are they going to have to play games on Tuesdays? But if they play games on Tuesdays, that means that team cannot play on Sunday because it's a short turnaround. It's not a good situation.
So we were talking a little bit earlier. You said that the Dodgers have an asterisk on their name because of the coronavirus. Do you think whoever wins it out this year in the NFL have an asterisk?
No, but only if they play all the games. If they play 16 plus the 3 or 4 playoff games, then they play a full season and it should count. The Dodgers played 60 games. And normally the Dodgers choke in the playoffs, but they didn't do that because they didn't have to go through the grind of the 162 game season.
Now, I don't know anything about baseball, but I know everything about making you mad. And Clayton Kershaw pitches ass off in the World Series.
I'd like to say every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Well, you're not wrong, I guess.
Clayton Kershaw is the equivalent of Prince Fielder in the playoffs.
I don't even know who Prince Fielder is.
Prince Fielder was with the Brewers in the mid-2000s to 2011.
So nobody knows who Prince Fielder is.
If you're a baseball person, you know who Prince Fielder is. But they were both the same. Prince Fielder played first base, could hit in the regular season, hit 350 dingers a year. And what did he do in the playoffs? He hit like crap. And how does, minus this year, Kershaw perform in the playoffs? Like crap. And it's awesome.
Well, maybe he's turned a leaf. Maybe he's going to be good from now on.
I sure hope not.
You're a hater, man.
I do. I am.
It's okay. As far as the NFL goes, because I know you wanted to talk about them, who do you think is going to win it this year? Win the whole thing?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs? Chiefs going to repeat?
Yes. Oh, yes.
How often do teams repeat in the NFL?
Not often. The last repeat, I think, was 03 and 04 with the Patriots. They beat the Panthers and then the Eagles, or the other way around. But I'm pretty sure it was the Panthers and then the Eagles.
All right. Because, you know, I'm a basketball guy. Every year it's the same teams are good, but you're a football guy, and I know football, it changes all the time unless you're Tom Brady and you're just great every year.
That's why basketball needs a salary cap.
Well, I don't know. Just keep throwing money at these guys, and
you put a salary cap in basketball, it will make the game better, teams more competitive.
Well, the players just want to play where it's warm or where they can make the most money, like you said.
But if every team had the same salary cap, then that wouldn't matter.
I mean, it kind of matters. They want to grow their brand or whatever. They want to go to New York or LA or Miami where it's warm and they can have fun, you know. Nobody wants to play in Minnesota or Wisconsin. It's just they don't want to go there. Free agents, it doesn't matter. Well, if you make everybody the same money, they're still going to want to go to like LA or Miami or New York, even though it's freezing there. You feel me?
Well, yes, but would those players take a significant pay cut?
Well, if every team has the same amount of money and can offer the same amount of money, wouldn't you think they would just rather play where it's nice.
But if you have players making $20 million a year, let's just say that, it's going to add up, and you can't go over the salary cap. So there's none of this, oh, if you go over, you'll just pay a luxury tax. These billionaire owners, they don't care about salary caps or luxury taxes. They usually don't have to pay taxes at all. So I say baseball should do the same. Put in a salary cap, and you'll see more teams become competitive, and you won't have the same three teams winning the whole time.
Well, it's definitely an option, but, you know, as long as the money machine keeps making money, for a lack of a brain fart here, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. Screw it.
It's always about the money.
Oh, no matter where you go, it's about money. Come on. It's what makes the world go round. So, a lot of people are upset with the NFL. A lot of people stopped watching when they started kneeling and everything, doing the whole Black Lives Matter stuff. What do you feel about that?
I personally love that they're kneeling. And this all started in 2018 with Colin Kaepernick. Shout out, should be in the NFL. But, and it's on record, the NFL and its owners colluded against him to keep him out of the league. Not because of his playing ability, but because of what he did off the field. You have these players who are beating their wives and doing all sort of horrible things, and they keep them in, they welcome them with open arms, like Antonio Brown. They just signed him, and has sexual abuse allegations against him. He's a clown, and they won't let Kaepernick in because he kneeled, and he did not kneel to protest the flag. Nowhere did he say that. He knelt to protest police brutality. And guess what? It's still happening 2 years later. And now the NFL's like, hey, let's let these players protest. We shouldn't stop them. They're kind of taking a page out of the NBA's book. Because the one thing I agree with the NBA is they let their players protest the way they want. They let the Heat wear the hoodies in 2010, roughly, and then the I Can't Breathe shirts, and then this whole stoppage in late July, early August, which is fantastic. But it's a little hypocritical that the NFL is letting these players do all this stuff now, but still won't let Colin Kaepernick play.
Do you still think Colin Kaepernick can play in the NFL?
100%. There are teams right now who could use Colin Kaepernick. And I'll name a few. Chicago. Don't get me started on how Nick Foles is the savior. There's a reason he's a career backup. He's been a career backup. He'll always be a career backup. He's been traded 4 times. From the Eagles to the Rams, back to the Eagles, to Jacksonville, to Chicago. There's a reason. Jacksonville, they need a quarterback. Dallas, since Dak Prescott shattered his ankle, they need a quarterback. Washington, they need a quarterback. The Jets, they need a quarterback. Do you want me to continue?
I mean, the teams you're naming need a lot more than just a quarterback.
But it all starts at the quarterback position. Your wide receivers can't throw the ball to themselves. Your running backs can't hand the ball to themselves.
I'm really glad you mentioned wide receivers because I've been meaning to ask you this all day. What is the difference between me and Odell Beckham Jr.?
That both your ACLs are intact. Sorry, Odell.
I mean, for now, we can still be the same. You don't know.
And I'm pretty sure he's 2 years older than you.
Yeah, well, you know, my mom fudged the documents. Something. Nah, I'm just teasing. I took a few notes today. First thing I wanted to ask you, just because I want to hear you say it, who's the best quarterback of all time? You know who it is. Say his name.
Joe Montana.
You're out of your mind. Come on.
Not even close. Joe Montana.
Number 12. Tom Brady. Come on.
Not even close. Tom Brady plays in such an easier time to play a quarterback.
That's not his fault.
You can't touch them. You can't touch their wide receivers. It's so much easier now. What Joe Montana went through, he could get hit and nobody cared.
Well, it's safer now. They're trying to not have these guys get CTE and everything.
If they wanted to make it safer, take the helmets off.
I feel like that would make it way unsafer.
Why don't you hear about CTE in rugby players?
Because they're not getting tested.
No, it's because they know how to tackle. They don't use their heads as weapons. They tackle with their upper body and their heads up.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't understand that. I would think it was unsafe if they didn't have helmets on.
Well, you can't do it now because ever since these players have been playing the Pee Wee Leagues, nobody's taught them how to tackle. They just put their head down and use it as a spear. And that's where you're getting these concussions, the compressed spine, bulging discs, that you're going to have these health issues for the rest of your life. And guess what? The NFL doesn't give a shit. Once you can't make money for them, they're going to throw you away.
Okay. Yeah, I feel what you're saying. On a lighter note, what is your favorite team in the NFL?
The Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers. We sit here in Chicago Bears country, and you are a Green Bay Packers fan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this is even close, but I did write it down. Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Is it even close?
Not even close.
Aaron Rodgers or Bart Starr?
That's closer, only because Bart Starr was putting up ridiculous numbers back in the 60s when all they did was run the ball. He was really like the first throwing quarterback. But back in the 60s, he was great. Now, rest his soul, probably wouldn't be too good.
Yeah, I guess. But what every time I talk to you, you just shit all over Aaron Rodgers. You just shit all over him. He's like, He's like a god in Green Bay, and you just, he doesn't care, and they need to trade him and this and that. So let's hear some of that. Come on.
Okay. First of all, I never said they should trade him. I have said he doesn't care, because why would he care? The Packers have treated him like shit for the past 5 to 6 years. They haven't given him any help. All he's asking is for a wide receiver. Hey, we got you Marquez Valdez Scantling. He couldn't catch water if he fell out of a boat.
They had Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb was straight trash.
Randall Cobb caught that one ball.
Randall Cobb had two plays, and I'll name them both for you. 2011, game one, after they won the Super Bowl, they were playing Thursday night against the Saints. High-scoring game. It was his rookie year. He returned a kick for 106.78 yards. That was his first play. Second play was the catch against the Bears. That's the only two plays he had. And they paid him like a number one receiver. But all he was is a number four receiver who excels when he's getting covered by slow white linebackers or safeties. And I'm sorry if this ruffles people's feathers, but it's true.
Who are your top five wide receivers in the game right now?
In any order or like top five?
You can do any order.
All right, well, I'm just going to do any order. Devontae Adams,
just name the five.
Okay. Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, DK Metcalf, Julio Jones, probably Mike Evans of the Buccaneers.
Now, I know it seems rude that I cut you off, but I am going to let you say what you want because you know what I'm about to say. You just said Aaron Rodgers always wants a wide receiver, and then you just named his wide receiver as one of the five best wide receivers in the game right now.
Well, I was going to explain before you rudely cut me off. Can I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, he's their only receiver that's any good, and he still performs. Like, when the defense of the other team that they're playing that week sits in their meeting room on Monday, they break down the game footage, and they go to the Packers. They have one wide receiver. Who is that?
Devontae Adams.
Thank you. All we have to do is stop Devontae Adams. They don't have anybody else. Like I said, Scantling can't catch. Lazard is hurt. Mercedes Lewis is 50 years old. Equanimeous St. Brown. He has, what, 10 catches?
Are you just making up names?
No, Equanimeous St. Brown.
I think you're just putting a real words player. Together.
I will bet you whatever you want.
Yeah,
he is a real player. So like I was saying, all they have to do is stop Devontae. And the Packers' offense will be just as good as the Bears' offense. And the Bears' offense sucks. And they still can't stop Devontae Adams. Last year, he missed four games, and he came 3 yards away from a 1,000-yard season while missing four games.
Is that good?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about football.
It shows.
Wow. All right. So for the listeners that aren't into football, we just spent 24 minutes on that. Let's, you also wanted to talk about video games. So we're going to take a hard left and go into that. For those who don't know, you do live here. And every day I get up.
Do? Yeah. I do live here?
Yeah, you live here.
But you lived here with me.
Yeah, we all live here together.
Ooh, like a big family.
Like a big, happy family. So I get up or whatever, and sometimes you're already up. You're usually playing one of, like, five games. You seem to really enjoy your video games. What's your favorite game to play right now?
Oh, like right now or my all-time favorite game?
Right now.
Right now, probably PUBG.
Really? You play that with just your friends, right? You don't play that solo?
Yeah, I'm not very good, but it's really fun playing with your friends.
And you don't like Fork Knife, right?
I hate Fork Knife.
I had to put it out there. I already knew the answer to that. So you play PUBG with your friends. What other games do you play?
I play MLB 19 The Show because it was a free game. Rocket League because it was free. Gang Beasts. Grenegade. I did play Fall Guys for like a hot month. And then I just deleted it because I was super sick.
What was wrong with it?
It was so boring. And they introduced these new maps, but we never got the new maps. We were just playing the old maps.
Mm.
They got boring. I play a lot of Madden right now. I just got back into that.
Yeah. The new one?
No, God, no. Oh. That's like $60. I paid $10 for Madden 18.
Yeah, you can use your Kaepernick in there.
I do. He's my backup quarterback.
There you go. I see you play Tony Hawk too.
Oh yeah.
And then what's the game you play where you're a skier and it's next to impossible to fall?
That is called Steep. Steep.
Yeah, people know how to spell. You don't have to spell stuff. But you do all these crazy flips and turns, and you just never fall unless you try to fall, I feel like.
No, I do fall sometimes.
But very rarely. On Tony Hawk, you're always on your ass.
Okay, because my character, Rob Dyrdek, is the worst skater of all time.
Rob Dyrdek is not a bad skater.
Rob Dyrdek is the worst skater of all time.
Us here at Losers, a Friendship Podcast, love you, Rob Dyrdek. I just want you to know that.
I do love you, Rob Dyrdek. I hope you listen to this.
That's why you created him in your game.
I did.
So, what's your favorite game of all time?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Did you ever play Red Dead Redemption 1?
Probably for like 5 to 10 minutes.
Just weren't feeling it?
I wasn't feeling it. And back then, when it came out, we just, as a family, got a PS3. So I wasn't very good at video games. But I bought Red Dead Redemption 2. That's why I bought my PS4. Not for Steep, PUBG, anything else. Just for Red Dead 2. And I love it.
And you know what I want to ask you.
I do, but you shouldn't.
What is your favorite thing in Red Dead Redemption 2?
Oh, man. My favorite thing in Red Dead Redemption 2. I love the story. I've played it, I think I'm going through the fourth time, I've played it all the way through. And the story is just fantastic. And you get emotionally involved in this with the players and your character, Arthur Morgan. And I still cry at the end. I'm not going to spoil it, but I still cry. And not at the end, just at the end, but during the whole story. It hooks you. And I remember the first time I played it, I didn't want to stop playing it. But I had work. And so I was like, man, I need to go to bed. But I just want to play Red Dead 2 and be an outlaw.
Anyone who has ever talked to you about Red Dead 2, you've never said anything about the story. What is your favorite thing in Red Dead Redemption 2? I want you to say it so when the people from church listen to the podcast, they know about it. What is your favorite thing from Red Dead Redemption 2?
Sorry, my knee just cracked. I love naming my horse.
Matthew, you're beating around the bush here.
So, what I love is naming my horse. My horse's name is Horsey, but I spell it differently. I spell it W-H-O-R-E. No, because that I tried that and it's banned. It's W-H-O-R-S-E-Y. Horsey.
Does anything happen with the horses when you go through the seasons?
What seasons?
Like when it's warm and then you go and it's cold. Does anything happen to the horse?
I know what you're trying to do right now. And you know what? It's working.
Go on.
Well, when you have a boy horse and you take it into the cold mountains, its testicles shrink.
There it is.
And then when you go back to the warm weather, they go back to their normal size. And you can turn your camera to watch your horse testicles move. But I love the story and naming my horse and Arthur Morgan and Sadie.
Oh, I just really wanted you to say horse testicles on the second episode of the podcast. Earlier we were talking about you playing PUBG with your friends. As you know, this is a friendship-oriented podcast. So I asked Richard in the last episode, I'm going to ask you right now, who is your best friend?
Can I say Henry?
No. Henry's your nephew. Who's your best friend?
Well, I've probably got three.
Yeah, that's fine.
So can I say all three?
Do what you want.
All right. So the very, my very first best friend, his name is James Sykes. We went to the same elementary school all the way up to high school. Every Saturday and Sunday, basically, I would go over to his house. We'd play video games from 12 to 6. We'd shoot hoops. And, every Super Bowl since 2003, I've gone to their house. So that's 17 years I've gone to his house to watch the Super Bowl.
James is a Patriots fan, right?
He's a Patriots fan.
So is he a Patriots fan or is he a Tom Brady fan?
No, he's a Patriots fan. I've asked him that.
Okay. My favorite James memory is when we were watching football with your very Christian mother, and it was the Seahawks. They might have been playing the Packers, but
no, they were playing the Patriots.
Was it? I don't know why we would be watching the
because
Patriots
the Packers
and the
were probably on at 12, and the Seahawks 3:15 game.
But I remember the Seahawks were winning or something, and there was a bad call, and James just sat there and he was like, "Man, the refs are really sucking off the Seahawks." And we all started laughing, and your mom had no idea what to say.
Oh my God. I died that day. That was hilarious.
And now every time James gets brought up, that's the thing we think about.
Yeah, but he's a great guy.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And so James, who else you got?
My boy Alex Lilquist. Shout out to the youth group.
FYG. How did you and Alex become friends?
Well, we all go to the same church. His mom and dad, my mom, we all go to the First United Methodist Church of Western Springs. And we just, our moms got started talking, and he's a year younger than I am, so I went to his house either I was in third grade or I was in second grade. And all I can remember is us playing a jet ski video game on his PS2 in his basement.
Oh, it's going to drive me nuts.
I have no clue what it's called. As I've said before, I didn't get my first video game system till probably my junior year in high school. And so we played that, and it was great. And then
shout out Splashdown on PS2. That game is awesome. Go on.
And then after that, there was a good probably 10 years where Alex Lilquist hated me.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. He won't admit it, but he hated me. We didn't even see each other after that moment. We didn't go to each other's houses. We didn't play again. And then somehow in high school, we started talking again. It was probably because of the youth group. And we had one class together. That was we had a lunch class my senior year. Yeah, because he would have been a junior. So my senior year, and then we had an environmental science class together. And now look at us.
Yeah, Alex is pretty great. He put you in a few of his movies, right?
Most of his movies.
There you go. So you got James and Alex. Let's hear the love. Let's hear it. Number three.
Big McDude, Dave Holworth.
Big McDude's reviews on YouTube, right?
Yes, go like his page.
He's going to review not food, but video games.
And a little bit of food.
And in our practice run, I was grilling you, and now I'm going to ask you again because you've had a little over 40 minutes to think about it. How did you and Dave become friends?
I think we became friends because Dave's younger brother, Johnny, was in our youth group. And suddenly Johnny realized that he could get better friends than Alex and me.
That's terrible.
It is. And then we were we were stuck with Dave. But then
Oh my goodness.
But and then Dave and my friendship just evolved after that. Like we drove to COD because we both were taking COD classes. He go to casinos together back when casinos were open. Well, I guess they are open, but there's no way in hell I'm going back.
Not for a while.
Not for the next 3 to 5 years.
A long time, friend. Henry will be in kindergarten.
And then I can take Henry to the casino.
Absolutely not. So those are your three best friends. Do you have any specific memories with any of your friends that you could think of? Just something you'd like to talk about? If not, it's okay. If I don't want to put you on the spot.
Well,
we'll come back to it.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Come
I'll tell a little story of my own. I started dating Hannah however many years ago it was, like 6. We were dating for a while, and then I believe it was your dad invited me over for a barbecue, and I accepted, you know, parents love me. That's just the way I am. So we were on our way, and Hannah's kind of giving me the rundown. At this point, I had already met Nathaniel. We had to pick him up from a Yu-Gi-Oh thing, but she's like, well, my mom is a church-going lady. She's not big into swearing and stuff like that, which is why I hope she listens to this and hears you talking about testicles. But she's not, you know, just try and keep it clean. My brother, he likes to mess with people. My brother Matthew, which is you. And he's really into movies and stuff like that. And, you know, just trying to give me something to talk about with everybody. So on our way over there, I listened to a lot of profanity-laced music, and we sang along so I could get it all out of me. And then when we got there, we had to walk through the back, and I remember you sitting there, and everybody was sitting and just waiting for me to get there. I was like, oh, hello, everybody. And one of the first things you asked me was like, do you like movies? I was like, yeah, I like movies. I'm not like a movie critic or anything. And you're like, oh, okay. I was like, well, what do you want from me, man? I don't watch all the movies. I got a job and stuff. But it just made me laugh. Every time I think about how we met, that's what I think of.
I literally don't remember that.
That doesn't surprise me. People don't remember dumb shit like
but
that.
But what I remember is that my sister wanted to keep you a secret from my parents. And we developed...
Such a bad boy, you know?
Bad boy. We developed a... Not a a code name for when we were talking about you.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can do it over the radio.
You could try.
All right, so this was our code name for Louie.
Yeah, just three whistles.
Three whistles, yeah. And and it was fantastic. I think we should go back to that.
Yeah, you still do it from time to time.
Time to time, but
that's my username on Letterboxd is Three Whistles.
It is.
Yeah. You know, I know stuff. I remember things. But earlier we were talking about your youth group and everything. I think it's really I think it's really nice that you're so involved with the church. I know sometimes it's a little much, but I think it's important to be involved with stuff to get you out of your comfort zone or just to where you're not just sitting at home doing nothing. So what about the church really got you going?
Well, at first, it was my mom dragging us when we were, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10. But now, it was the choir. I really love to sing. I'm not very good, but that's all right. And now, it's just I don't want to see our church die because I didn't do all that I could. And I know right now I could do more, but it's just school and everything. I just feel a little spread out. But so I could do more, but that's it. I still go because I can sing there. And I've known everybody at that church since I was 7, 8. So it's like my extended family. It's a family I can choose.
Yeah. You've got a good relationship with all the people at the church.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's really nice. We started going at the beginning of last year. That was one of my resolutions, is I wanted to start going to church. I'm not super religious or anything, but I liked the sense of community and stuff like that. Speaking of which, hi, Hannah.
Who?
Hannah.
Who?
Oh, shut up.
Henry's supposed to be asleep.
Henry is asleep. Hannah's coming down to get our podcast photo.
Henry knows how to take a picture. Oh, Hannah, it's you.
Smile. Oh, thank you, baby. I love you. Sorry about the pause, everybody. We were smiling.
Deal with it.
Check the Losers Facebook page for the photos. I know I'm bombarding the hell out of everybody, but I appreciate all the support. So we were talking about the church and everything. You're really the only 20-something-year-old that's involved, I feel like. Don't you feel that way as well?
Yes, I'm the only one.
Like, we've been going, but that's smack dab in the middle of Henry's nap, so now I stay home while he naps, because otherwise I just sit in the parking lot while he naps in his car seat, which is silly. But I did like going. I plan on going back when Henry gets a little bit older and drops that first nap. But I think it's really nice that you're so involved with the church. And for those who don't know or whatever, our church is very small, and they're going through some trouble with finances and stuff like that. Nothing we have to get into too much, but Matthew does a very good job staying involved, and he goes to his meetings, and he runs the church's Facebook Live and everything every Sunday. If you're interested, we're on Facebook Live. But yeah, I think he does a damn good job.
Thanks.
No problem. Before we sign out here, we're about 50 minutes in or so. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Anything else you wanted to get off your chest?
Like what?
I don't know. I'm just leaving it up to you. No?
Not right now.
Okay. I'm sure we'll do this again real soon.
Good.
I just wanted to say before I shut off and everything, did you have something?
Yeah, just to let everyone know, who's older, you or me?
You're older.
Okay, thank you. Continue.
Just now that you mention it, damn it. Who has more facial hair? You or me?
You.
Oh, I do. Okay. Who? How do I word this? Who, like, gets up and goes to work every day? You or me?
Well, I get up and go to school.
And I appreciate that. So I'm going to end the podcast now. Like I said at the beginning, please check out that lovely gloss by Myra Luna on Facebook. That's going to be my plug for the day. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who listened to the first episode. I've gotten so much positive feedback. I can't say thank you enough. Did you have something? Oh, I can't say thank you enough. I appreciate it so much. We've gotten almost 100 listens on just one podcast. I'm over the moon. I've been talking about this forever. I can't believe I'm finally doing it. I've been trying to reach out to people that I know listen. I think it's so funny that people are just coming up to me and saying stuff like, you know what? Irish Spring soap does dry you out. And I have no idea what they're talking about. And then I have to like go through the whole first podcast. It's pretty funny. I appreciate everybody so much. I plan on doing this with so many different people. And I just hope that people keep listening and just keep doing their thing. I just love sitting here talking to my friends. I've gotten in touch with so many of my friends from the past. And today on Facebook, I posted a thing. I don't know how to just stop. So I posted, does anyone have a fun fact I can close with? And I think I'm going to choose the wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months. I did not fact check any of these, but my other brother-in-law, Zachary, informed me that the wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months. So if you listen to everything, didn't take anything, know that the wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months. And thank you again. I love you all.